Well, to discuss Parliament's perspective on this matter, I'm now joined by its spokesperson, Mr. Moloto Motapo. Mr. Motapo, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening, Karima, and good evening to the listeners.
Now, we have on occasion spoken to parties that are opposed to the process of how this review happened and how the committee came to its conclusions. We tried to reach out to the chairperson of the portfolio committee, but he was unfortunately not available. And their argument essentially centered around the process, and they didn't have a problem in principle with the question of dealing with the land issue in a more just and a more equitable manner. But they argued that the process actually is going to allow this proposed legislation to be pushed back further. Why does Parliament believe that procedurally it is on solid ground to move forward?
No, absolutely. We have got no doubt that the committee has conducted its work diligently in terms of involving the people of South Africa, the length and breadth of this country.
Mm-hmm.
And it is something that was transparent, Karima. It is something that everybody was able to follow, either physically by attending those hearings at various locations in the country, and others were able to follow it through our social media platforms and multimedia platforms,
mm-hmm.
as well as the Parliament television, because some of those hearings were broadcast live either through Parliament television or through the mainstream media. So mm-hmm. we have got no doubt, because we believe that where we are standing, this is one of the best examples of public participation ever undertaken by Parliament. The period of public consultation or public hearings was even extended by a couple of months to ensure that
more people actually get involved
as possible. So I can assure you that the each and every view that was expressed by people when the meetings, public hearings meeting took place, was duly considered. Each and every written submission.
Yes.
Even oral submission.
Mr. Motapo, I think there's broad agreement on that, and I don't even think the parties argued that. What they argued was what happened subsequent to that. Now, Parliament had appointed a company to draft the report. The quality of the report was rejected by opposition parties, and then, of course, the committee had to put the matters together themselves. Are you not weak on the process after the public participation process, and how the committee had to now make up their minds, given that the report was rejected and that you had to concede that the work was sloppy and that you had to actually have the committee do it themselves?
No, not necessarily. The understanding, because you will understand that this is one of the over 40 committees that are operating in Parliament. So perhaps in terms of the nitty-gritty of it, the one of the chairpersons would have been able to give you the necessary, all the detailed information. But from where we are sitting, our understanding and the report that was received is that everything was done in a manner that it is inclusive of all the or consideration of all the submissions that were made. Remember, one of the issues that the report of the service provider was that it had included some of the submissions that were duplicated.
Yes.
So it means that, remember that there were some organizations that were on a campaign, sort of auto-generation, automated generation of various emails, etc., which were essentially saying the same thing, were written. The content was similar, but the only difference was that they were signed by different people.
Mm.
So that way, the agreement within the committee was that they should be treated as a view, a single view, not because this is not a voting process.
Absolutely. Now, of course, Mr. Motapo...
So that was the general consensus of the committee, and that's how the committee proceedings. And the other issue, Karima, was the issue of what about the other, for instance, some of the over and above the duplications, there was also blank emails that people were just sending blank emails.
Mr. Mutabo, I hear what you are saying. Like I said, we spoke with Mr. Nzimande last week about this, so we know the basis of the argument. I'm talking about procedurally how this matter was handled in Parliament and the bringing together of all of it. This is not the first time that legislation is being challenged. For example, previously, the Reproductive Rights Bill that gave women autonomy over their bodies was supported. It went through the whole process, but the Constitutional Court actually rejected it and sent it back, saying that the procedure through Parliament didn't meet the requirements. So this is not the first time that you might well have the sentiments expressed properly and so on, but that the procedure is found faulty. Can you tell me how many times Parliament has been told by the Constitutional Court to redo the process so that the law can actually be enacted?
Perhaps, Karima, to be even more specific and more relevant to the discussion, because and to enable me to clarify you more directly, when you are referring to a procedure in this particular instance, perhaps you can clarify that as to where the procedure could allegedly be flawed, that it might.
Now, I'm asking you, Mr. Moloto, how many times Parliament has been instructed to do things over so that they can meet the requirements? You haven't answered that question. Can you please answer that question?
No, I don't have a problem with answering that.
And, so please do.
How many times Parliament has been directed to follow the procedure by the Constitutional Court or any other court? I don't think it's
relevant. Yeah. All right, Mr. Mutapo, we've run out of time. Thank you very much. That is Parliament's spokesperson, Mr. Moloto Mutapo.